Welcome to Shomach Shom and Adav, your sponsor, Luini Shvaz, I'm Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo'abas, Todafa, and Gimel, in the middle of the Agatas of Rav Bachano, and we reach now Maimer Hey, the fifth story of Rav Bachano. Says the Gemara in Dafa and Gimel, Ubeis, V'omer Rav Bachano, L'didi Chazili, I saw, Hayi Akukto, the frog, De'avyo ki hak'akro de'agronyo, it was large as the size of that big city, called Akko de Agroinu. How large is that city? Shitibati, 60 houses. Also, Tanino Balo. Came that snake, the Tanin, and swallowed the frog. Also, Pushkanso is a female raven, Ubola Tanino, and swallowed that creature. Vesolig Yosef Bilon went and sat there on top of a tree. Tokhazi kamanofish chela dilono. See how great is the strength of the tree, because it's holding the raven, which ate the tanin, which ate the frog, which is the size of the city Akkad Agurnya. Omar Papa Bashmuel, im lo avoy hosom lo himne. If it wasn't there, I would not believe to this story. So what's the pshad in this maimer? Again, we have another agata over here that seems to make no sense. So the Vilna Gaon has an explanation in this maimer. This is based on the last maimer that he explains in the beginning. There's five maimers that he explains. Then he explains one more later, maimer tesvav. And that's all that we have from the Vilna Gaon on these gemaras. So in this maimer, zok the Vilna Gaon as follows. The tzvardeya, the akukso, the frog, refers to the tamini chachomim. The same way the frog doesn't stop day and night from making noises, so the Talmid Chacham is learning day and night. And this is what brought down the Sefer HaZoyar, that when David HaMelech was saying to Tehillim, so comes David HaMelech, he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there anybody else that says more Shvach than me? Came the Tzvardeh and told David, why are you so excited? I say that I do smears the whole time. And Ramosha Shapir is the Tzal, and Chusiyomo goes on to explain in length that when do we refer to Torah as Shiro, as we refer to over here. Continues the Vilna going to explain that this Tzardeya was the size of the city of Akkad de'Agroinu that has 60 houses. What does it mean, 60 houses? Refers to the Shishi Mesechtas of Shas, the 60 Mesechtas that you have in the Shishi Sidri Mishnah. So what it means is, he saw Tzvardeya, that he's Baki Bechol HaShas, that's what Vilna Gaon explains. Comes the Tanin, this type of snake, and he swallows this Tzvardeya. So it explains the Vilna Gaon, who's that Tanin? The Tanin is the Tzahara that's working against the Talmid Chacham. So continues the Vilna Gaon to explain. There's two basic Tzaharas that we're referring to over here. There's one Yitzhara that goes against the Amei Haaretz, the people that are not learning Torah. That Yitzhara is called the Nochosh, because the Nochosh is going in the land. And Amei Haaretz are an Am Haaretz, they live in the Haaretz. The second Yitzhara is the one who goes against the Mechachomim. Where is that Yitzhara? The Yitzhara is in the sea. Because the Mechachomim belong to the sea. As we started the sugya, it says, Nechus Yama, the ones that go to the sea, the Mechachomim that are swimming in Yama Talmud. And Ramosh goes on to explain a little bit more. The Yitzharo that the Vilna Gaon is referring to is the Yitzharo of the Leitzonus. What stands against the seriousness of a Torah and the Mechachomim is Leitzonus. What is able to take away the Torah from a person is the Yitzhara of just making fun of things, of not taking things seriously. Comes the Pushkanso, the raven, and he swallows the Tanin. So explains the Gaon, we're talking about, how does Talmid Chacham misgaber on this Yitzhara? How does overcome the Yitzhara who tries to stop it from learning Torah with Litzonos? So the way they do it is to use the Mido of the Oyrev. What is the Mido of the Oyrev? What does it mean? So explains Ramosha the words of the Vilna Gaon. He says like this. The way that the Talmid Chacham is able to succeed is by giving up the pleasures and the joy of gashmius, of material needs in this world. By taking away, by overcoming the taivus of the world, he's able to overcome the Yetzirah that tries to stand against him with koyach alitzonos. Someone who's dedicating himself to Torah, and like being a chzori koyach, chzori koyach refers to that he's willing to dedicate and give up the joys of and pleasures of material needs in this world for Torah. So then he will be able to learn Torah and overcome all the challenges of Torah. And what's the result of that? That's what the Vilna Gaon completely concludes this mimer. What happens with him? Chacham is dedicating himself in such a way. He goes and sits on the tree. Where the Hemshech HaMaimer is that this raven went and sat on the tree. Look how great the tree is. What's the tree? The tree is the Yisachar Zvulun. The tree is a supporter of Torah. Tami Chacham was willing to dedicate himself to Torah and willing to give up everything and become a Chzori Ke'oyrev. Kishbochul Mizamen for him to have Parnasa Bekovoid by having a partner who will share with him, will give him all what he needs. And that's the mile of Yisachar Zvulun. You have a Yisachar learning Torah, you have a Zvulun who's supporting him. He is the tree where the Torah is sitting on. What does the Maimah say? Tochazi, come see how strong, how great is the strength of the tree. How much dedication does the Zvulun have to go and support Loim de Torah and not to see any benefit, so to speak? It's very hard to do that. You give money to somebody sitting and learning, you don't really see what the results are until you get to Olam Emes. That's the godless of the Zvulun supporting the Yisachar's learning Torah. And brings the Vilna Gaon. That's the Pshat. It says in the Gemara in Brochus that Hani Birke Deraponon Deshali Minai Havo. Meaning there is the Sikkim caused the knees of Rabbanon to be hurt. What does that mean? He says, when the Yitzharah knows that he can't come against the Nechachom, he realizes he's not able to overcome. What does he do? He goes against the people that supported the Nechachom. He goes against the people that are able to pay for them and say, don't pay them anymore. It's a big challenge for a person to be a Zvulun, to support the Talmid Chacham. Come and see how great is the strength of this tree holding Talmid Chacham. Concludes the Maimer and says, Omar Papa Bar Shmuel, Ilav Da'avoy Hosom Lo Himne. If I wasn't there, I would not believe it. Pashtus means, if I wanted to see the bird, I wanted to see the frog, I would not believe the whole story. We know the story based on the Vilna Gaon. It's not literally. What does he mean? So he explains the Vilna Gaon. He says like this, Ilav Da'avoy Hosom, not that I was there, meaning where? In Eretz Yisrael. And I saw in Eretz Yisrael the idea of Zvulun. I would not believe there's such a thing as Zvulun in the world. Meaning, explains the Vilna Gaon, in Bavel there's no real Zvulun. Ramayisha goes on to explain that in Bavel there was the Dura Palagal that went to fight to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's less apparent the Gilu Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's much harder for people to support Torah and to connect to the Kedusha of the Torah. So that's the end of the Maimer. We're talking about Zvulun, who's supporting Torah. It's not the Rapasha at all. It's a great thing. It's so great that he once says, and I never saw that in Bavel. I saw it only in Eretz Yisrael. I would not believe such a thing in the world, lulei that was there in Eretz Yisrael to see it. So to summarize, according to the Vilna Gaon, the pshat in this Maimer is that what fights at Talmid Chacham is the Yetzer of Leitzonos. And to overcome that, Talmid Chacham has to sacrifice his Gashmias in this world. And that's his going to overcome the Tzahara. And when he does that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him his support in the form of Yisachar Zvulun. And how great is this Zvulun who is supporting Torah? Anyone who wants to join Shom Machshava, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.